So that's a wonderful segue to the project you're initiating with these stories. I would love to hear what your hopes are for DoxyMe's initiatives and how you want that to affect your listeners.
Yeah, so I had the chance to go to Ukraine last week and really see what is going on there. And from here in America, we get this perspective on the news, and we probably have a little bit more insights because we're actually talking to people and who are on the ground there, who are reporting. And so we have a little bit more insight of what's going on, but that still doesn't capture the full picture of everything that's going on. And I knew these things were happening, but to understand how amazing they are and incredible, you can't fully understand until you're there and seeing it. And what I found was most profound as I was there were, even though their country's in chaos, being invaded, and their homes could be completely lost, and that people are dying, that their country's completely turned upside down, right? Despite all that, people are still happy. They're still positive. They're hurting that this is happening, that this has happened. They feel hurt, but they are also finding the opportunity to serve and help others. So many of the people on the team are volunteering at a refugee, like a distribution center where supplies come in and then they give out the supplies to those who need it. They spend hours a day doing that. Many are coordinating logistics of bringing in things that the country needs and then distributing it to other parts of Ukraine. Some have volunteered to serve in the armed forces to defend their country and their freedom. And to see that they've been invaded, to see these things happen and they still find the time to serve, and also to stand up. Many of them have said that many of them are women who could leave the country, but they're saying, no, this is my country and I'm going to stay here and I'm going to help defend it. This is, I need to be here. I'm not going to leave. And to see that, to hear that, and to see it in action is incredible and inspiring. And it's a perspective that I don't feel is very well understood here in the United States. And so when I got back and I was like, how can we get these stories out for more people to hear? I started thinking like, well, we have a podcast and we have a blog and we have social media channels. How can we leverage that to get these stories out? And that's where this idea for the Heroes of DoxyMe series to come out, so we can highlight these people from Ukraine and the amazing, incredible stories that they all have. And they are serving, they are doing amazing things, but they've also gone through horrific events. Some have been threatened and some have been in dangerous, very, very dangerous situations, and they've been able to flee. Some have had that full, true refugee experience where they've been on the road or are walking for days to get out, to get someplace safe. Mm-hmm. We know these things are happening on the news, but to know somebody personally who's had to go through this, that's incredible. We need to tell their individual story so it can be better understood that it's not just a general, oh, there's 2 million refugees. No. Each one of those refugees has a story, and we need to understand that better.
And in your wildest dreams, what will be the effect of hearing these stories? What are your hopes?
I hope that people will have a personal story to go along with the general stories of Ukraine crisis, refugees, and stuff like that. I would love to say that, you know, through hearing these stories, that it would prompt the Russian people to stand up against their government, right? That it would prompt the NATO and the U.S. and those who do have the power to help these people to stand up and do more and defend the people. Do I think these stories alone will do this? Likely not. But could it contribute to it? Could it be another voice in the chorus of people singing for these things? I hope so. And to if it can, you know, move the needle that much more, I think it will be a victory. But I think it's very important to understand these things at a personal level, because you have an even deeper connection to and a deeper sense to what is going on there and the impact and the pain that it's having inflicted on people and how unjust this invasion is.